Because we have about, but there are probably some that are not too expensive. So we have about 10-20 minutes. If you'd like to spend this 10-20 minutes asking questions about anything you may have in your mind, or share your experiences, opinions about fasting or others, please do.
I have something to share. I was reading the article published by University of Southern California Medical Center, and they did a research on the cancer patients. When they go through chemotherapy, they lose the brain cells, and they're recommending them to fast at least 2-3 days straight so that they can regenerate.
Any form of worship Allah Ta'ala ordained us to do, there are no doubt there are incredible benefits. I mean, the reason why we are talking all these things is just, I mean, to refresh our faith in all these practices. But at the same time, it really doesn't matter. With full submission, I mean, all these things we are discussing, we are enjoying, we are getting excited. I get excited, I don't know, maybe because of my background. Doesn't matter. Go to and talk to a Bedouin, he's as excited, not knowing anything about Ramadan. I mean, the fact that Ramadan is coming, the fact that Ramadan is approaching, the fasting season approaching, make people excited without knowing all these benefits. That's another incredible mystery about fasting that, I mean, we kind of enjoy about talking about all these scientific details behind it. It's irrelevant. The important thing is, you know, experiencing the whole thing thoroughly is bringing people closer, reminding them their humanity, bringing them closer to their God, and that is the most amazing part. I mean, as long as he said that, do it, there's no doubt. Incredible benefits will come after that. Recognizing the hand of your owner, which brings joy. And there's a hadith that anyone who feels joy because Ramadan is approaching is going to be accepted to heaven. That's incredible. It's an incredible hadith. I mean, you will be forgiven because of that joy that you feel that it's approaching. Meaning that being able to feel that joy is already means that you have already tasted the platinum membership at one point. Meaning that you must have experienced this incredible, fasting of the elite because that's the only time that forget it, come back, you deserve heaven's now. The rest is not important.
When did you enjoy Ramadan for the social aspects? You know, getting together every night, having nice dinners every night. I consider those social aspects. Yeah. I find that I never feel hungry or thirsty. So of course,
are you asking, will you be entitled for heavens? for the social aspects that you
mentioned? Nobody can answer that. But that's what I mean, is that with this Ikhwan, Ramadan is a particularly pleasant and joyous time. Aside from the denial of oneself of food and drink, I never get hungry. Almost never.
That's right.
I never feel thirsty. I tend to get up about the same time in Ramadan as I do every morning. And I really love getting together with the Ikhwan every night.
That's and one of the other aspects that you mentioned is often when they talk about the benefits of fasting, this is one of the other, I mean, among all the other aspects, this is also mentioned that really unifies. This is a worship that is experienced all together. Being together in unity is also bring excitement to this worship. It's really, there's a lot incredible difference between doing your fasting alone and with community, there is a tremendous difference.
You know, I remember when Nurdin Baba and this Patil, the first year, that was 1977, we were terrible. We always prayed with Sitara Pandi till the last minute and see if he'd take us home. Most of the nights he did. But then some nights we had to go to a restaurant. We didn't know much about the issues and history of restaurants. So, you know, sometimes we would just go into any restaurant. And you could see people when they were sitting at a table just a little bit. And somehow there's an instant bond. Even though you don't know them, everyone else is shoving their face and they're sitting there like this. And it's really an instant bond.
Yep. Mysteries of fasting.
It really is.
That's true.
But I often wonder, I mean, am I getting benefits of Ramadan since I don't feel hunger, I don't feel thirst, and I enjoy partying every night?
Baba, you also said that at one time, you like to eat food, and you eat what you like, even if you're not hungry. Isn't that true? That's what you said. You're never hungry anyway, right?
I always feel like eating. Right?
You always feel like eating, and that's true for you. You always feel like eating. Forget hunger and thirst. So, the fact that you are resisting that urge, it's your primary urge, that you always feel like eating, is good enough. It's good enough.
Well, but again, you know, some people just get hungry and thirst. I'm only saying this, that it's real soul searching to really see if one is really disciplining oneself or just partying every night, you know. But the real thing is the other aspect of fast that we mentioned, trying to control that tongue, for example. That's a real something, and I really wonder if I make an extra effort in Ramadan to control that, let's say. That's the real question.
Yeah, and eventually you should really search yourself if you are also cleansing your thoughts. Forget what you say, what you do. I mean, cleansing your actions is one thing. Cleansing your thoughts is a one level difficulty. One more level difficulty. But regardless, you are getting benefit. That's what I'm saying. I mean, according to, it's such a shock to the body. The neurons are revolting. I did not get my cocktail, and then they kind of start growing to search for it. That's enough, you know, benefit. Ali, you were saying something.
No, I mean, what if though, means you're speaking of benefits. What if medically you are prescribed to not fast?
Yep.
I mean, is the best way to still receive benefits to work on that, to work on the...
There is, Ghazali says something which actually impressed me a lot. He said that there are many people who are not fasting, but in the eyes of their God, they are fasting. There are many people who are fasting, but in the eyes of their God, they are not fasting. I think this is the answer of your question. It's not about consuming food or not, but it's really, this is the first level that, as I said, this is the basics of fasting as a worship. But ultimately, you know, we are trying to come to a level that we practice what we have learned during this month throughout the year. I mean, in addition or other than eating or drinking, you can practice all the important details of fasting in terms of cleansing your actions and evil thoughts. You practice them, sick or not.
Yes.
You know, you're not supposed to argue, even if you're right. Even if you're right, that somebody comes and, you know, argues. This is my seat. Yes, sir. Take it. You're not supposed to fight. You're not supposed to argue. You're not supposed to, you know, you just say, I'm fasting. If, I mean, you're talking to, not your manager. When you have a disagreement, I'm fasting. That should work. I'm hoping and assuming that, you know, husbands and wives are going to have a beautiful month. No fighting, nothing.
Yes, dear.
You are right. Always say you are right. And get a habit of it. Continuously.
You'll live longer. She's listening.
That's why I'm saying, because she's here. Consciousness, definitely. I think you can practice. I mean, if for any health reasons you cannot fast, there are really many things. It's all about being conscious of what you're doing. It's all about not automatically doing things and making them habit. You know, I realize that I develop certain habits that 10 a.m. in the morning I have to have a coffee. I don't even want to drink coffee. It's a habit. You know, that kind of, you can actually control what yourself, you know, understand, consciously understand what are the things that you're doing automatically without thinking. It's all about being conscious. Really, I think what makes us distinct is the ability to gain consciousness, God awareness, taqwa. God awareness, we have to, you know, develop that ability or cleanse our actions or thoughts or our habits, break our habits so that we develop that consciousness, God awareness, wherever you live, whatever you do. And automation is killing it. I mean, automation, because you it's dinner time, you have to eat. You don't even know what you're eating. You talk, you don't even know what you're talking about. That's the worst, you know, you say things.
I find it quite challenging for the drive back home from work. I usually drive with coffee because my commute is 60 miles. Especially in the evening, when I'm coming back home,
I fall asleep. Pull your car and sleep.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah,
you know,
really
fasting and driving, very dangerous. Even if you're going to be late for iftar, pull aside and sleep. Yeah. I'm not kidding. This is very important.
Yeah.
Human beings are seeking, our body is seeking the lowest form of energy that we can survive, which really pulls us to the comfort zone. I mean, you don't try the. If you can do the certain things automatically, habitually, you don't try new things because it's difficult. It's hard. And that develops automation. To be able to stretch, to be able to develop, you have to do things that is difficult to do. You know? Tonight, dribble with your left hands. And every time you try to do something that you don't know how to do, it requires a lot of energy. It is exhausting. When you get exhausted, when you feel that you are getting tired, you are developing. New connections in the brain are forming, which requires a lot of energy, which is good. Exhausting, tiring, but good. I mean, we like to repeat things that we know habitually because we are lazy. Try writing with your left hand. Really? Try. I'm sure you're going to get incredible benefits by trying them. Meaning that you don't have a neurological pathway which would fire when you hold the pen with your left hand. You don't have it here. Once you start working on it, you know, these are your neurons. Because they have to connect, they can't connect. You need to do that. Children are extremely flexible, we're not.
Today somebody said to me, "You're left hand." I said, "Yeah." He said, "He's a left hand also." He said, "We're smart people." I said, "I don't know, I'm stupid."
Left hand hands are smarter than right hands?
Yeah. Not mine. We have a talk in my door.
The lifespan of is any left-handed here? Any person?
Come on.
Okay. Right. They have to be a little careful because the whole life is designed for people who right-handed. They are more prone to accidents. Obama?
President Obama
is left handed, right? Clinton is left handed? All Democrats are left
handed? Hillary is not.
They are leftist anyway.
Ali, are you left handed or right handed?
Sorry,
right hand or left hand?
I'm right.
Right.
I could be left if you want.
Wash off.
That's the promise of Ramadan.
Well, you don't sit so far away. That's better.
He's respectful. How are you going to handle fasting this Ramadan?
Yeah, I'm going to try
What time are you going to work?
Probably right after Shabbat.
Early? You go early, coming back early?
I think.
You can do that?
Yeah, they're very relaxed.
That's fantastic. So that's really good.
So hopefully I just don't fall asleep right after Shabbat. That's the tricky part. After that, it's fine. Can you work from home, I think?
No, I will try, but I have to take phone calls. I'd like to work until suhoor and then sleep until noon. We shall see.
I've done it for several years.
We shall see.
I think they said this is the longest Ramadan, 5 Fridays this year.
The longest day is right in the middle of Ramadan.
Right.
Just look at the calendar. It's right there.
2 weeks after the
When was that? 1987.
Doesn't change.
1987, 1988. How many years ago? A lot. 27 years ago, when I was a young faculty, you know, and it was Ramadan in May or April, in April, and I had to drive 1 hour to teach, and I was teaching right at the iftar time. I would walk into the class with a cup of coffee, put it there, and then waiting for my teaching, and then all of a sudden at the iftar time, stop, no, pull out your papers, pop quiz time. 10 minutes pop quiz. A couple of smart students realized that they, you know, pop quiz time is moving. 1 minute every day.
Yes, I remember those.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I should have. But I would go and, you know, I would go to the parking lot and sleep in my car. Even when I used to work for IBM. I mean, what can I do? There are two possibilities. Either you sleep in front of your manager or you sleep in the car. There isn't much option.
That's the benefit of the car.
Jetty, please.
Baba says that fasting is zikr daim, meaning that you're really constantly aware of the fact that you're fasting, meaning that you're always constantly aware of God. It's one of the worship that it's constant remembrance. But we must admit, and as Baba says, I have never seen Ramadans celebrated with such joy as we do it here. I mean, I used to live in a Muslim country until the age of 24. I have never experienced Ramadan in my own country the way we experience it. So we should really be very, very, very appreciative the fact that, you know, Baba really created this environment for us, because we really feel joy, and the environment that he created here really enabled us to experience the joy, and that joy is so important. And we should keep producing, you know, maintaining the environment to have the same joy for the generations to come.